Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Yes, once again, you come to the world of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and you heard on the introduction, the rocks are still splitting in the world of politics. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net, and where do we begin? I mean, so much has happened in 1 week on the international stage, on the domestic stage. But what we want to concentrate on today's show is former FBI Director Comey, a slimeball. Why do we have that headline? Well, that's what President Trump called him, a slimeball. Is that presidential? It appears it is now, and there's a lot happening this week because of the book that's coming out this week where Comey praises himself and his role and what happened in last year's election, 2016 election. So much looking at all that went on with Comey's position in the Clinton email. How do you investigate her? So he wrote a book congratulating how good he did, I believe. And we have not seen the book. I have not read the book, just the excerpts that were sent out enough that President Donald Trump had a tweet that Comey is an untruthful slimeball. Is he really? Well, let's look at some of the things that happened in today's show. We're going to look at that. Before we get to that, let me just talk a little bit about Syria. And they have been alleged to have used poison gas, the government, Assad government in Syria, and killed around 40, injured hundreds more with a gas attack, chemical attack on men, women, and children. And Donald Trump said they will pay a price. What is that price? If we're recording the show, nothing had happened militarily, although everything, they said options were all on the table. And we have Senator Rand Paul, along with others. When does Congress tell the president that he can go to war? Is striking Syria going to war? And we know all presidents say they have the power to do that. But only Congress has the power to wage war. So that is a question that comes up so often. And what does the president, the executive branch, always say? He has the power, commander-in-chief, to protect American assets, to protect America. And with the United Nations, what do they do with a chemical attack? Well, I hope, and I know President Trump, his administration, working in the United Nations against Russia, because Russia is keeping anything from coming through with their veto on the Security Council. So that is a dilemma that the president finds himself in, that he's also said, you remember, President Trump said he wasn't going to let the opposition or enemy know what we were doing. He just get the job done. And yet he's tweeting a lot about Syria. If that's preparing the world, preparing the American people to know something will happen. But what's Doc Holliday's response is something has to happen. Chemical attacks cannot go unanswered. Going back to World War One, I think George Will wrote very candidly in his article last week, and I didn't know that, said it was one of the victims of a gas attack, partially bothered, was Adolf Hitler in World War One. And guess who? Not where Hitler was, but one of the captains firing from a cannon, shells of chemical warfare was none other than Captain Harry Truman, and in World War One, he shot chemical shells because that's what he's given to do in a time of war when they were both sides were using chemical weapons, and that is something that using gas and chlorine gas and other gases. What constitutes that? And going back to Barack Obama, he said, well, he didn't say. John Kerry said all the chemical weapons of Assad were, by the agreement that President Obama had with the Russians, were gone 100%. That's what John Kerry said, and obviously he was uninformed of the truth and naive, I would say. And so much of the Obama administration was naive, and that has led to the serious situation we have today. And there has to be a massive response. What is that response? Does it have to be missiles? Not necessarily. So I don't know what's going to happen, but there has to be a response. It would be better if it's by the United Nations. America can't be a policeman around the world, but Syria has to pay a price. And again, we need proof that they did it. So where do you get that proof? Let's put that together and make sure it's not some rogue rebels wanting to rain missiles down on the Assad regime. War is nasty. War is hell, is what General Sherman said in the Civil War. So could rebels actually put out the gas and kill people so that America would come in and help strike Assad? That is a possibility. So let's get the truth out on the table, and then let's make sure people know if you use chemical weapons that there's a high price to pay, including war crimes. Now, as we're talking about the weakness of the Obama administration and John Kerry and President Obama signing the treaty with Russia, not treaty, but an agreement that Russia would get rid of all the chemical weapons from Syria. Obviously, something did not go right. But it reminds me of another thing. We talk about the slime ball. Is James Comey a slime ball, the former FBI director? But there is someone else that doesn't like Donald Trump, not just the former FBI director, the former ex-CIA director, John Brennan, made a tweet right after Trump called Comey a slime ball. And John Brennan tweeted this to Donald Trump, talking about Donald Trump. Let me just read this, and I say, quote, "Your cacistocracy is collapsing after its lamentable journey. As the greatest nation history has known, we have the opportunity to emerge from this nightmare stronger and more committed to ensuring a better life for all Americans, including those you have so tragically deceived," unquote. Now, that's the former ex-CIA director. And he said that about the president of the United States. And for your information, I had to look it up. A cacistocracy is a form of government in which the worst persons are in power. I mean, people did not understand the team that hates Donald Trump so much. He is going after the swamp, and the swamp is fighting back more than anybody ever imagined. And it makes you wonder, and all along, it's Brennan, everybody in after Trump won the election, where they got together with Comey, the FBI, the others, and Brennan, ex-CIA, he was CIA director then. Did they plot to bring down a presidency before he even got started? Were these, it just looks like there was a group that pledged they would plot to bring down the president. I mean, a conspiracy theory, but you got this from John Brennan, and it just makes you, would somebody tell the truth? And can you believe James Comey? I mean, it is a wonderful for the book publisher. They are loving it. They don't care negative, positive. They just want everybody to know that James Comey's book is out and they want to make money. And they, what kind of, they got great, great free advertising all this week. It'll continue on. But I'm going back to what John Brennan said. I mean, have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that? And then, you know, and Comey writes in his book, and this is one of the excerpts, that Trump had asked him to probe the infamous, what they like to call, in the, we call the dossier now, but about prostitutes urinating on the bed that Michelle Obama supposedly had slept on. I mean, it's so unreal that this stuff is not in just the tabloids. It's on CNN. It's on mainstream media. It's everywhere. I ain't even talking about it here, but supposedly hired prostitutes urinating on a bed used by the former President Obama and the First Lady at a Moscow Ritz-Carlton. Oh, well. And Comey said that Trump was untethered to the truth, and it compared him to a mob boss. And this is, and the name, what is the title of his book, James Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. Well, I mean, I hope he doesn't think that we're supposed to think he's the leader and not the liar. Because why? Go back to James Comey, and way back over about a year ago, that we had the FBI director, that there's an article in the American Spectator talking about, here was an FBI director using a front page of a newspaper to libel a sitting president. That happened when they leaked things out to the New York Times. And he knew all along there was a FISA warrant based on Hillary's campaign research, which gave Comey the power to reach into Trump Tower. And when Donald Trump said he was wiretapped by the past administration, James Comey knew it was true. He knew there were wiretaps going on. Not, quote, wiretaps, but they were bugging to find out about Manafort and Carter Page. He knew it. The FISA warrants had been out there. When he talked about it, nobody knew about the FISA warrants as far as who signed off on them. And yet he said that Trump was a liar. The president was a liar. And had all the media and everybody calling Trump a liar. You can't believe Trump. And then he leaked it out, so he called him a liar. And this was in, spring of 2017. And the article said, think about that. Comey with Carter Page warrant in hand, which gave Comey the power to rifle through Trump Tower communications, both past and future. You remember, he can go back to the past as far as he can. But Comey, knowing about this FISA warrant, he had it in hand. He knew about it. Said he planted a story in the Times designed to make Trump look like a lunatic that makes the use of a Clapper quote Comey knew to be false. Because why? James Clapper, national security under Barack Obama, knew. He said there was no wiretapping going on, no intelligence going on, and Comey knew that was false. He knew that Clapper was lying, but he backed up the liar. He backed up the liar, Clapper, and he knew he could get away with it because he knew the mainstream media is covering for him, and they made a big to do to make the president look like a lunatic. That's James Comey for you. Leadership? I don't think so. Wow. You know, you would think during Watergate, Chuck Colson talked about, well, it didn't take long for John Dean to fold under pressure and just spilled the beans and told the truth. Would anybody in that group of John Brennan and Clapper and James Comey, Susan Rice, would anybody tell us the truth? Would anybody tell us the truth? Wow. And I think a while ago I just mentioned that Clapper was, and James Clapper, now I may have misquoted a while ago, James Clapper was the Director of National Intelligence, and Susan Rice was the National Security Advisor for President Obama. But they all got together. And why did Susan Rice write an email to herself that they had this meeting on January 5th of 2017, just before Trump was inaugurated, and said everything was by the book? President Obama wanted to buy the book. Why would she send that email to herself? This is, smells so much like a rat. I smell a rat. And what are we supposed to figure out? Well, I'm going to tell you what I think James Comey's role in the elections were in 2016. I'm going to tell you about my thoughts and of what went on. And now, do I have proof? No, but I'm going to tell you what I think happened with James Comey and election of 2016, presidential election. I'm going to tell you that right after this.
I don't know whether the current president of the United States was with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow in 2013. It's possible. No one, to my recollection, asked, so what's coming next from the Russians? How might we stop it? What's the future look like? It was all, what can we say about what they did and how it affects the election that we just had? He interrupted very defensively and started talking about it. You know, do I look like a guy who needs hookers?
That's James Comey talking in interviews last week, and that was put together by the Huffington Post. And I just have to tell you in a minute, I'm going to tell you what happened, in my opinion, what happened in the 2016 elections and James Comey. Before we get to that, let me just remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. Glad to have you. And don't forget, you can visit our website. You go to www.docholliday.org. Holiday of two L's, or it's easier just to go look on the front page of our website right here on Web Talk Radio and click on the picture. The cover says Bedrock Truths. And that's a book I wrote together with Dr. Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland. And get that copy. Get it out to all your friends. And we appreciate that. But you can get that on the website along with other books that I've put together and written. So go check out the website and check out the books. We appreciate those who buy those, and we'll get them out to you. Now, one thing I want to talk to you about is... What did James Comey do when he was the director of the FBI and we had all these allegations, not only allegations but proof that Hillary Clinton had deleted 30,000 or more emails. She had used a server that was not secure, and so that she had absolute control of her emails, and that probably led to foreign actors getting access. Did they? Do we know? Will the FBI ever tell us? And what kind of investigation? Well, now we know that Michael Strzok and was on that. That is anti-Trump, and they didn't even do a slap of the wrist. And when they interviewed Hillary Clinton, she was not under oath. Now, how many people, including Mr. Manafort, are in trouble? And the former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, who was pled guilty to lying to the FBI. Well, if you're not under oath, you can't get accused of lying. So why wasn't she under oath? And then, of course, they had the tarmac meeting with Loretta Lynch, with Hillary Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, just before she was exonerated. But James Comey, he couldn't just write and give a little report. No, he does a press conference, and looks like he's going down a list of all these things Hillary Clinton did and made her look bad, and he was about to say, well, but no prosecutor would proceed on his case. He had an awful lot of power and a lot of, I mean, it's just like he wanted to be in a Hollywood movie, and he wrote the script. He was the actor and the director, and he had his 10 minutes of fame, more than that. But why? Well, folks, looking through it all, and the head of the FBI, the leadership of the FBI, this is Ed Holliday's. This is Doc Holliday's take on what happened with James Comey in the 2016 elections. I believe he knew all along. Just like they said, he was writing the report up before he ever interviewed Hillary Clinton. They had no reason to want her to do anything but win. And they didn't do anything to impede her rise to the top. I can't tell you why, but I can tell you that they were not going to even give her a slap on the wrist. And I think that looking at by the time when James Comey interviewed Hillary Clinton, she was the front runner, was about to be the Democratic nominee, and Donald Trump was going to be the Republican nominee. Trump was low in the polls, and I think he just knew, we're going to slam dunk get Hillary Clinton elected. And he had the power to actually stop the election if he wanted to, or charge her or indict her. And he didn't. But he chose to rough her up a little bit in an interview that makes the FBI looks tough. We got all this that, you know, she shouldn't have done, and she was not, quote, careful. And yet, they went, you know, remember Peter Strzok went over the words so that it would be no criminal problem. Just say she made a mistake and she, you know, she's sorry for it. She could have been more careful. My goodness, she won't be president of the United States and she can't even secure a server. Wow. And the FBI gave her a pass. James Comey gave her a pass. You know, Loretta Lynch meeting with former President Bill Clinton. Why? Well, James Comey said, well, you know, she recused herself. She didn't have any problem recusing herself because she knew James Comey, the fix was in. Folks, the fix was in. You can't tell me anything other than that. And then why in the world would the Democrats are so mad at James Comey just before the election, just days before the election, came out and said they're reinvestigating Hillary Clinton emails because, you remember, they found some more on Sleazeball's, her main assistant who was married to the former congressman that anyway found his laptop, had emails on it, had to look into it just days before the election. He opened up and he said, oh, we can look at him. He had put so many FBI agents on it, and they said there was nothing there. And later we find out there was there was classified information there. And you know, he opened that up and said she's okay just 3 or 4 days before the election. Again, he inserted himself in the election. But I don't think, and he says in his book, this is the part he says in his book, that he, you know, he thought he's, you know, he'd be in trouble if he did it, and he'd be in trouble if he didn't do it. And I think he felt like Hillary Clinton, just like all the posters, everybody in America thought she was going to win. So he thought it would look bad if it looked like they were, you know, letting her go. They didn't do anything from the interview in July. And now they found these other things, and if the FBI hadn't brought that out, then the Republicans, after Hillary Clinton won the election, would actually accuse him of being soft on Hillary Clinton, which the appearance was very obvious. He was very soft on Hillary Clinton. And then if they'd found about these emails not being looked at, so he felt like, well, this is my opinion. I feel like he said, she is going to win this thing. There's no way she can lose. I'm going to go out and because the Republicans, you know, for the sake of America, I'm the one making this decision, and I want the Republicans to know I was tough. James Comey, the FBI director, was tough. I was tough on Hillary Clinton, which is nothing but a bogus lie. And he went out there, and to his credit, at least he did say they opened up an investigation. And then, of course, he said everything was clean. But that was a lie because he didn't tell us that there was classified information. They found out, and he lied to us again. James Comey is a leaker and a liar. A leaker and a liar. I hope his book... He'll ride off into the sunset of a fortune that he's making on this book. Please, though, don't give this man honor and don't give him leadership anymore. Wow. Well, I told you each week I'm talking something about the election. Let me just switch gears as we wind up the show. This is I want candidates in the Mississippi Senate race. I want candidates around the country in the Senate and the House. This is what I would love to see. We need an immigration bill badly. Don't know how we're going to ever get it. But the one thing we can get, and Democrats and Republicans should agree, we don't need illegal aliens, illegal immigrants voting in the United States election. And if the Democrats want to stand up for illegal immigrants' right to vote, let them do it. And let's run them out of the... Every position in the country. But they should not block legislation that says simply, if you are an illegal immigrant and you participate by voting, if you go and vote in a United States election, that is grounds for automatic deportation. Automatic deportation. And then people are going to go in arms, and Democrats going, we can't have legislation like that. Why not? Everybody knows illegal immigrants shouldn't be voting. They're getting driver's license. They're getting forms to apply to vote. And somebody go, oh, my goodness, they didn't know what they were doing. They just went and voted because they were told to. No. Every illegal immigrant better know. And that's why we need a bill saying it's automatic deportation if you vote in the United States election. Oh, what happens if some of them voted and they didn't know what they were doing? Okay, I got a solution for that too. This is amnesty, not the kind to stay in the country. This is voting amnesty, meaning in this bill, it say automatic deportation if an illegal immigrant votes in the United States election. But if you've done it in the past, if you'll come up and admit it, and give a date and timeline, you can tell us that you voted in the past and you are 100% forgiven. Just let us get your names off the poll list, off the voter list, and make sure you don't do it again and everything's forgiven. And if they don't come forward and admit it, there is grounds for them to be deported. That's how we know how much is this going on. The Democrats say, oh, it never happens. Let's see if it's happening or not. And if they don't come forward and if they're found to have voted, automatic deportation. I think we need legislation. I hope some candidate will listen to this. You tell your candidates, wherever you are in the country, you need to back the deportation, automatic deportation for illegal immigrant voting bill. There's not one out there. Somebody's got to write it. If I was running, I'd write it up. But that's what we need. The automatic deportation for illegal immigrant voting bill. And we give them amnesty if they amnesty for voting, okay? That word amnesty goes a long way. And we're saying voting amnesty, meaning if they have voted illegally in United States elections in the past, they are forgiven 100% if they come forward, admit it, and we can get their names off the poll. And let's see how much is going on. Let's see how much is going on. I think that simple legislation, Republicans and Democrats should get behind and write the bill up. Let's get it passed. All right, and let Donald Trump sign it into law, and let's do it before the midterm elections. It can be done. Candidates talk about it, but the ones in office can do it now. Let's do it. And listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We're going to keep bringing you some, I told you, 10 things I want candidates talking about that nobody's talking about, and you're listening to it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Glad to have you. Tell your friends and neighbors, midterm elections are coming up, so start listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics every week. Until next week, God bless you. See you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.